I'm Mario Rosenstock. Now we're going to go over to the rugby, and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Tony Ward. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Mario.
How are you? How are you?
Great.
Listen, are you watching the Scotland match?
I'm in the background.
What's happening?
It's 7-0 at the moment. A cracking game, as we thought it would be. One of the really most competitive ones so far. And very important for us, obviously. If the Scots can beat the Japanese, we'll avoid New Zealand in the quarterfinal. I think that's very important.
Yeah. What are conditions like?
Amazingly good. And full credit to the Japanese for getting the pitch playable in, you know, less than 24 hours. Because by all accounts, it was quite extraordinary typhoon that hit them. So they've done a great job in getting the pitch ready for this game.
Okay. Tony, how did you think Ireland played yesterday?
I thought it was a really encouraging performance. It's a World Cup that hasn't really taken off for me yet in an Irish context. I mean, we did start well against Scotland, and then we lost our way against the Japanese and certainly against the Russians. But I thought there was a lot of positive signs yesterday. And I think if you were to ask Joe Smith and the Irish management before this competition where they'd like to be when the pool was finished, they couldn't be any better. Obviously, it would be added to by the result between Scotland and Japan now. But to be going into the quarterfinal, the playoffs, with no injuries, the only issue they have is the Bundiaki issue, which is disciplinary. So we're in a hell of a better place than we were 4 years ago. So great place to be.
Mm. I mean, just from a layman's perspective, Tony, I was looking at it yesterday, and I mean, correct me now if I'm wrong, but obviously, you know, the ruck and the maul and the driving them over the line looked pretty impressive. But I just felt, again, that they looked inhibited at throwing the ball out wide. Would you agree?
You're preaching to the consummate romantic here. Absolutely. And there's two ways of looking at that. It's what Ireland are good at under Joe Smith, and that is playing keep ball, playing percentage rugby. But honestly, people are complaining about the Ireland-Georgia game in soccer last night, you know, how poor Ireland played and how boring we were. There's times when I watch the Irish rugby team playing and I feel exactly the same. And certainly in the third quarter when we were hammering away at the Samoan line, I found that paint-drying stuff. And what gets me about it is, I'm full credit to Ireland, bear in mind they were a man down. There's still times when you squeeze the opposition defence without getting so technical, so tight, because you're battering away at the line, that there is space outside. And I just hate that lack of trust in the outside backs, because I honestly believe, Mario, that we have some of the finest attacking players down the outside channel. I thought Jordan Larma was superb yesterday. You've got Andrew Conway, you've Keith Earls, you've Jacob Stockdale, you've Gary Ringrose. Mm-hmm. These are cracking attacking players. And yes, we've got to trust them more.
That's what I mean. You've got to trust them. I mean, and it does seem that without Johnny, who could be targeted by any potential future opponent, without Johnny, we're really nowhere near the same team.
No argument there. And I thought he really showed his value again yesterday. Not that he needed to. I thought he was absolutely superb. I probably on balance agree with the man of the match, the official award going to Larmer. I did think he was that good. But certainly Sexton wasn't far behind. He just ran the show. And you're absolutely right. And it was great that Joe was in a position to call up both his halfbacks, because they were both very good yesterday. Conor Murray as well. But to bubble wrap them for a week for the big game that lies ahead, which is going to be a very, very different challenge entirely.
Yeah, as you say, like, the big difference between now and 2015 is the lack of injuries. So we will be able to put out a full-strength side. But, like, be honest with me here now, because I'm hearing a lot about this in the media, and you hear a lot of what I might describe as kind of, you know, buffoonery and spoofology, I think, in among some of the punditry. And what I mean by that is, what I'm referring to directly is the idea that, we played terrible in this game. Yes, we were inhibited. Yes, we were a bit tight. Yes, we were a bit unimaginative. We were a bit unpredictable. But Joe is holding something back. Joe is holding moves back that we haven't seen before. One, Tony, do you believe that? And two, do you think we have those moves?
I think that's total fiction. I don't know how you can do that. You've got to treat every game on its merits, because you don't know what's going to happen in a week time. And you may be keeping things back for this theory that's out there. And there's no guarantee you're going to get an opportunity to use them in the game. What Joe's very good at, Mario, is assessing the opposition. Mm. Which he will do very shortly when he knows whether it's South Africa or New Zealand. And he'll devise ways of getting around them, because he's meticulous in his forensic examination of the way the opposition, the next opposition play. Mm. So in that respect, yeah, he'll have something back. But I don't believe they've been holding anything back so far. And, you know, and I would counter-argue that as well. Like, when you're getting squeezed tight, like you and I are talking about in that third quarter yesterday, there's nothing to be shown by spending it. It's not rocket science. That's a logical thing to do. It's like Murray's pass, which was superb, for Larmour's try exactly down the touchline. I mean, that's using rugby logic at that point in the game, and that's not giving anything away. So I don't see it. I'd love to think that was the case, you know, that we are holding stuff back. Mm. But honestly, I don't believe it, having played the game myself at that level.
Yeah, I suppose from what I can glean from what people are talking about, there's two schools of thought here about potentially facing the South Africans or the All Blacks. One is that we'd like to play the South Africans more than the All Blacks. The other is that the New Zealanders aren't as physical as the South Africans, and that maybe we have a way of getting to the New Zealanders, whereas we would be bullied and marched over by the South Africans. How do you see it? Which opponent do you think you'd prefer?
That theory is out there. There's some logic to it, but I would prefer to play the South Africans still. I just think New Zealand play rugby at a different tempo, with a different offloading game, and they're the one team that can score from 80, 90 metres in the blink of an eye. They're that quality, and their offloading is that good, and their support play for each other. South Africa play a different type of game. But in fairness, under Razzy Erasmus, they have become a real powerhouse again. There's no doubt, in my opinion, we're meeting one of the two best sides next weekend, regardless of who we play. Mm. But giving my choice, to answer your question very simply, I prefer to play South Africa, and yes, it'll be a very, very physical game. And New Zealand, the term not physical is relative. Yeah. They're still extremely physical. But yeah, give me South Africa before New Zealand if we can get that.
Bundiaki, first of all, did he deserve the red? And second of all, do you think he's gone, or do you think he'd have a chance of an appeal if there was an appeal?
I think it was Stonewall red, I have to say. It's just the way the game has gone, unfortunately. And you cannot stand upright. And it's a split-second moment, which is really difficult. And what makes it even more difficult, again, where rugby has a real problem, is when the ball carrier dips going into the tackle, which is a natural thing to do. So therefore, it's obvious that you're going to contact somewhere around the head. Mm. But it's the way you do it. And I do think the referee got it right yesterday. And I do think he's got a problem. There might be mitigating circumstances. That said, Mario, we are well covered in the middle of the field, to be fair. Chris Farrell has played well before injury. Robbie Henshaw was a bit ring rusty yesterday, but at least he's back. And certainly Henshaw and Ringrose for me would be a pretty competent combination if that's the route he goes.
And would you start Henshaw and Ringrose then, would you?
I would, yeah. They'd be my choice for the midfield pairing to start, yeah.
Okay. Whose place is under threat that you mightn't think would be under threat, do you think, if any?
I think the biggest call that Joe has to make, I think there's two areas. I think number six, blindside wing forward, and number 15, fullback. Mm. Rob Kearney has been such an amazing servant, and I'm a huge fan of Rob. Mm. Without doubt, at his best, in my opinion, the greatest fullback that we've ever fielded. Wow. He's been that good. But I think at this stage of the competition, you need something different. Call it the X factor. And Larmour's got that. So I think it's a huge call for Joe. A difficult call that will recall moral courage, as well as real metal on his behalf, to go with Larmour for this game, because he tends to go with the tried and trusted. So that's a massive call, Larmour or Kearney at fullback. The other one is at six, where Reece Ruddock has been outstanding. Geordie Murphy came on, didn't really get a chance. I thought Tyke Byrne was superb again yesterday. He was up there with Sexton and Larmour as a potential man of the match. I would have Tyke Byrne on the bench. I would have Reece Ruddock on the bench, those two to cover the back five positions. But I still think Peter O'Mahony, particularly on the opposition line-out, offers something different. And, in my opinion, should start the game. But they're the big calls Joe has to make.
Okay, and in your you'd start Rory Best and Conor Murray as well, right?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, okay. they're nailed on.
Yeah, okay. Tony, listen, I'm just seeing on my phone here, it seems to be 14-7 now to Japan. So I'm going to let you get back to it. And Tony, listen, thank you very much for joining me and talking about the World Cup. Tony Ward. Thanks, Tony.
Pleasure, Mario.